that that's playing a melodic interval. If I play them both at the same time, as if they were a chord, that's a harmonic interval. So we want to be able to identify chords as well as melodic intervals, and the difference between a fourth and a fifth when both the notes are played at the same time. Now there's two ways you can do this. You can have you can hear the two notes, and then you can try and pick out each note. Hear them and then work out how far apart they are. La, la. Now, does that correspond in my head with Here Comes the Bride or Twinkle, Twinkle? Twinkle, twinkle. It's not quite the same. Here comes the bride. That does fit. So I know that that's going to be a fourth. Likewise, if I choose a different one, I can try and pick out those two notes. Ba, ba. And then I just work out, is that a fourth or a fifth? Ba, ba, here comes, it's not quite far enough. Twinkle, twinkle, la, la. Like, okay, that's a fifth. So I can do it that way, but also you will learn to recognize the character of different intervals. So that has a certain kind of sound that you'll come to be able to hear as being a fourth, and this. Sounds kind of a little bit more open. Let me just play those two again. So I'm going to play two notes at the same time, and eventually we want to be able to identify whether they're a fourth or a fifth. For now, I'll play the notes together and then I'll play them apart afterwards. I play two. This is the first one. And that's the second one. You can decide which you think has got the wider sound. The one with the wider sound is the fifth. So in this case, it's the second one. Play a few more. Play two little chords, one after the other, and we're going to try and work out whether the fourth or the fifth comes first. Fifth came first. Fifth came first. Fourth came first. The fifth has a slightly more stable feeling to it. If I play the fourth followed by the fifth, the fifth is very stable. The fourth feels a little bit like as if it might be on the way somewhere.